It's Sunday on One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. Here are all the poems from this week. A chance to listen again or catch what you missed. YOLO. Thank God I'm a millennial and learned YOLO at a pivotal period in my life. Who thought I'd pull her out again for World War III? But there you are. There we are. Only living once. Unless we're considering reincarnation, which I do most days, even those I only live once. But I think it means we only get this moment once, that we conceptually understand. We probably live many moments at once. And maybe that's why World War III feels familiar, and my grass smells like home, and getting smacked in the face by a wave feels like a baptism. Waves, YOLO. They live and die with the tug of the moon. Icarus YOLO'd the sunrise, and I feel like he really got it. So I sit in the sun and feel wax melting down my shoulder blades as I stare at the ocean and tell my daughter the history of YOLO. By Maggie Devers. Life is the backside of embroidery. I've been thinking about it lately. Life feels like the backside of embroidery. All I see are the knots, threads pulling in opposite directions, lines crossing with no pattern, like someone stitched it blindfolded. But then, flip it, turn it over, and there it is. The picture you never thought was forming, flowers blooming where only knots existed. Maybe that's just my side of the cloth. Maybe God sees the other. The one I'm not allowed to touch yet. The side where those very knots hold the picture together. Maybe heartbreak is just a red thread meant to shape the outline of something larger. Maybe loneliness is a dark patch that gives contrast to all the light. Maybe even the useless stitches, the ones we regret, add texture, depth, weight. When the fabric is turned, perhaps at the very end, we'll see it. Every knot holding the shape, every crooked line part of the symmetry. The mess will finally look like meaning, and the backside will make sense. Everything we called chaos will glow with perfect order. Faith isn't about seeing the image at all, but walking through the confusion, believing that nothing here is wasted, that even the ugliest loops are part of a beauty I can't see from this side. And so, I stop trying to untangle everything. I let the threads dangle where they want. I trust that someone's hands gentler than mine know what they're weaving. And if being lost in this tangle still means I'm stitched into his design, then let me remain here, knotted, confused, but never outside the pattern. So yes, life is the backside of embroidery, and God is the one who sees the picture. We are just the threads, moving in loops, crossing over one another. Wondering why it hurts, never knowing we've been part of beauty all along. Until then, we keep living in the knots, trusting the weaver, because life, as we know it, is never the front side. It's the backside. By Asfa Siddiqui. Unnamed season. He lives in a peaceful territory of his own, relatively well-defined. In conversation with his selves, he navigates daily weather, rainbows, mirages, sinkholes. Now, can he still live with himself, with you? Your eyes align. Two shapes of water join, sunlit, know themselves reflected. He feels your arms. He broadens, flattens, and retreats. Enters spaces filled by air and phantom. He waits. He listens. Voices surface. He slips into marrow lit by the gasping mouths of scattered self-sustaining fires. He fractures. He falls. He pulls heavy, turns, raw, smolder. He scratches notes and demolishes boxes of tissues. While you drink your morning coffee in the next room, he makes his blanket a morning shroud. He hibernates in jumps and starts. He heaves open jammed windows, specks of old white paint confetti his hair. Curtains bloom. Now, he perches on the roof. Now, he shows you proudly with some astonishment. There's a new row of feathers in his wingspan. Pocked with blushes and frowns of color. Asymmetrical. But his. A wave of growth unique to your shared ecosystem. Brought forth by an unnamed season. By Jules Travers. Eres hija de tu madre. You are your mother's daughter, is a phrase I heard growing up from strangers, family members, friends, most repeated by my own mother. I wanted to claw myself out of my skin, panicked by the implication that I did not belong to myself. I could not crawl above my station. Limited to the constraints and expectations people thrust on me, like a hermit crab forced to stay in a shell too small. No room to grow or become my own person, keeping me trapped against the wall. A doll stuck between pavement, yearning to bloom. My achievements, struggles, and experiences no longer my doing. The credits stripped away, loneliness taking over as I stay. Rewatching the events of the past 20-some years through the lens of someone else's existence. It was so unbearable. I eventually avoided the topic altogether. It felt easier to snip the thread we twined, connecting us, so that I could cement my own self, my own role, in your mind, in mine. The separation frayed us both, but I learned that it was healthier for us to coexist side by side, free from the harm we imposed on each other, than to be attached at the hip. And that time apart gave me the space to see you, truly, to take you down from the pedestal, to get to know you fully. I think I've accepted that I am my mother's daughter, in the sense that it's true. I inherited her stubbornness and pride, her love for words and witty sayings, her craving to be important, the hunger to be accepted. I inherited her precision and wide-eyed curiosity. Beyond the superficial, it's hard to admit that while she birthed me and learned me, she also weaved her own insecurities and doubts into the fabric of my being. She tried and failed to love me in her way, staining me with blood and tears and loathing. She imparted her wisdoms and her wrongdoings. I see the person I could have become had circumstances been different. I may have been born in her image, but I stitched myself into the likeness of what I desired. I became unraveled. A bolt of cloth to gather anew. I hemmed the tattered edges, patched up the holes, and threw out the patterns I had always followed. Soy hija de mi madre, but can't I also be my own? Can't I exist without relinquishing to the image of an identity I don't claim? And acknowledge that I am also my mother's daughter, in the sense that I mothered myself. By Alicia Fernandez. Lilies. Blood gushes from underneath my index fingers, underneath my thumbs. My eyes go white and pinpoint black. Bloodshot. My artery. My throat seals itself shut like a wooden door stuck in humidity's clutch. I tilt my chin to the popcorn ceiling, gasping for air that's already escaped. Lilies are my favorite flower, by the way. It is late. 12:15 a.m. exactly. My neck starts to itch where brittle bone holds nostalgic flesh imprints. The coffee on my wooden chipped scarred nightstand has gone tepid, then frigid. It is late. 12:17 a.m. exactly. Congealed blood gushes from my nose where I have never been hit, only walked into steel and concrete walls. My tear ducts know no repentance, stuck in confession. My chest feels like 10 million trapdoors left unsealed. I scratch at the duct tape fastened around my goose-bumped body, clawing like a raved, rabid, wretched animal. Wretched thing. Salivating, foaming, aching. Teeth baring. Lilies are my favorite flower, by the way. It is late. 12:21 exactly. Lilies. 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 By Madeline Lopez. Rash. Everything I know about death I learned the hard way. When I saw you go by on the stretcher to intensive therapy. I was an atheist like you, and I only saw a slight and strange body pass at the speed of light. Is it that perhaps we live confused, or we are just light and nothing else? Because I suddenly knew in an instant that you were not in that body. They took you to the emergency room like a war trophy. There was a rush for the doctors to arrive. There was a rush to death, for fleeing the territory. Minutes before you asked for a book, minutes before I hugged you, and you told me you are so good. Then the power outage in the hospital, the door half open, and I was spying on you and could see how they surrounded you with candles. Still alive, like in a Poe story. Someone hugged me and I cried. "We lost," said the doctor. And I knew death is in a rush, Dad. And in the rush, it's sloppy. Because something was taken forever. I knew it. But something not in that defeated body, you were not in. By Viviana Abner. Sparrowfall. While maybe I wasn't the smartest or the strongest, I never thought unkindly of you. And I always sang my song, and I saw you as an angel, up until the very end. By Arch Budzar. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. If you'd like a poem each day in your inbox, subscribe on Substack and Patreon to get a copy of my book, plus episodes from my audiobook.